理课堂听 class.com。
This is the Business English Certificate Preliminary Level Listening Test. Part 1, Questions 1 to 8. For questions 1 to 8, you will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, mark A, B or C for the most suitable picture or phrase. Here is an example.
Mr. Hooper rang. He needs those parts for the packing machine by the 3rd.
Well, it's already the 1st today, but... Wait, no, it's okay. They were sent out on the 31st.
Good, he'll certainly get them by the 3rd then.
Question. When were the machine parts sent? The answer is A. Now we are ready to start. After you have listened once, replay each recording.
1. I thought the boat only held 4. How did you reserve 5 seats?
They've enlarged it to carry 6. I'll reserve the last seat for you.
Question. If the woman comes, how many people are going to the boat? 2. Are our desktop computers still the market leaders?
No, much of the market's been taken by our notebook computers. But they're still selling better than cycle computers.
Question. Which chart is correct?
3. It's much better to wait until the 15th to send these catalogues. Don't you agree?
Yes, I couldn't agree more. So, we'll still have 9 days.
Question. What date is today?
4. How are we going to get home? It's so late, the buses and subways have all stopped running.
It looks as though we have no choice but to call a taxi.
Question. How will the couple get home?
5. How did we do in the last 3 months?
Terrible. There was a sharp fall in sales during April and May, though there was an increase in March.
Question. Which graph shows the sales figures?
6. How much are those pillows, please?
£3 each or £5 for the pair.
Question. How much does one pillow cost?
7. Miss, what time is flight 312 for Beijing due to depart?
It leaves at 3:50, but you must check in 1 hour prior to departure.
Question. At what time must the passenger be at the airport for flight 312?
8. Would you like some hot coffee or tea?
I do like them both, but I'd rather have something cold. Beer, please.
Question. What does the man want to drink?
That is the end of part 1. Part 2. Questions 9 to 15. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a woman talking about share prices. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using a word, numbers, or letters. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and write the missing information in the spaces. Okay, Mrs. Wentworth, how is our share portfolio today?
Generally healthy. Nitro chemicals have gone up 14 pence to 200 pence. Fourth Bank have gone down 2 pence to 301 pence, but we only have 500 of those shares.
Okay.
Our 1,000 shares in web communications have stayed level at 160, and the 1,500 shares in bespoke tailoring have risen to 431 pence a share.
Well, that's good news.
Yes, and we've got 2,000 shares each in Rose Computers and Pharmadeco Drugs, and they have both risen slightly. Rose has gone up 5 pence to 154 pence, and Pharmadeco is now selling at 423 pence a share.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 2. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers. Part 3, questions 16 to 22. Look at the notes below. Some information is missing. You will hear a telephone conversation. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space using one or two words. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 10 seconds to look at the notes. Now listen and complete the notes. Is that office supplies unlimited?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make an order, please.
Certainly, sir. Could you give me your name, please?
Yes, I'm Mr. Davies. That's D-A-V-I-E-S. And I work for the Greenlight Trading Company.
And the address?
Oberoi House in Stubbs Road.
Sorry, did you say Stubbs Road?
No, Stubbs. S-T-U-B-B-S.
Thanks. And could you give me your phone number?
Yes, it's 752-4992, but it's usually better to fax me on 752-4987.
And what do you want to order?
6 computer desks.
With chairs?
No, we have those already.
Fine, Mr. Davies. We'll have those sent immediately with an invoice, of course.
Thank you.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part 4. Questions 23 to 30. You'll hear Mr. Johnson talking about his car. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter A, B, or C for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You now have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now, listen, mark A, B, or C.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson's office.
Good morning, may I speak to Mr. Johnson?
Speaking, what can I do for you?
Well, I noticed your want ad in the paper yesterday.
You mean about my Mercedes?
That's right, I noticed it's 89 and wondered about its condition.
Well, it's in great shape. I've been the only driver, and all maintenance has been done according to the date specified in the service manual.
The ad said it has air conditioning, power brakes, power steering, automatic transmission, and convertible top.
That's right. I forgot to add that the tires and battery are all new, too. It has comprehensive insurance with coverage for another 6 months.
Do you mind my asking why you are selling the car?
Oh, my company is transferring me to France next month. I plan to buy a new one over there.
I see, but I noticed you didn't mention any price in the ad.
We can negotiate that if you'd like to come and see it.
That sounds reasonable. I'd like to see the car first. Where do you live?
My home address is 235 the 8th Avenue. I'll be home all evening. Come any time after 6:30.
All right, I'll be there around 7.
Fine. See you then.
Goodbye.
Now, listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 4. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Stop here and time 10 minutes.